by your words, by your words, Buddha to the intelligent, Mano Gnaya, attractive, Pushkara,
lotus,
Ikshana, you whose eyes, Vidikari, maid servant.
Not maid servant here. Vidhi means Vidhi kari mane agya kari. Vidhi means Vidhi mane what you will tell, you will do all. Vidhi means agya order.
Obedient.
Vidhi kari. Obedient dasi viya.
Obedient
maid servant.
Imaha.
These. Like this.
Vira. Oh hero. Muyati. Becoming bewildered.
Bewildered. What is the meaning?
Moha.
Confused.
Moha.
Adara.
What is called moha?
No, moha is illusion. Illusion.
Means, if anyone becomes moha, then what is the symptom? Moha?
Yes.
He will not understand anything, what is good or bad. Or, moments he cannot do anything. Mohagrastha. Like Arjuna became Mohagrastha in battle, when he went in the middle of the Mohagrastha. What to do, what not to do, Mohagrastha. Muhyati. Even at the tenth point, you know, dasam dasa, as death, up to death, murcha, moh means murcha also. Murcha, senseless, moh. Then?
Adara, of your lips. Sinduna, with the nectar. Apya, yes, sir. Please restore to life.
Restore to life.
Naha, us.
Okay.
Translation. O lotus-eyed one, your sweet voice and charming words attract the minds of the intelligent. Our dear hero, please restore us. Our dear hero, please restore us, your maidservants, back to life with the nectar of your lips.
What do you understand by this? Oh, this is Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explanation?
No,
Anubhav. Anubhav. Then Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur.
My dear gopis, who are the only darlings of my life.
Krishna is telling.
Oh, jewel-like lovers, I cannot be indifferent to you, who are my only reason for living. My dear maid servants, how can you lose faith in me, who am perpetually bound up by the golden cord of your pure love? Please trust me and understand me to be like a chunk of brilliant gold caught in the palms of your hands.
Mane? Understanding?
Hearing these words of his, other gopis speak. The voice which is sweet on account of manifesting syllables expressive of sweetness, which is wonderful to hear, and in which are words which wonderfully denote tender objects of reference. By hearing that voice which understands well, those who are intelligent, who are expert in conjugal affairs, namely these maidservants of yours, are becoming bewildered.
It's a long sentence without the subject in the beginning.
They are becoming bewildered by their excessive relishing of your sweetness. Please, once again, restore them to life with the nectar of your lips. Or, alternatively, let us, who are becoming bewildered, drink the nectar of your lips. In other words, please make us even more bewildered.
Then Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur, the point is this. We should know, if you tell Vaishnava Tosin.
That is all that is given here. We do not have Jiva Goswami's comments.
That I am touching something which is extra.
You want to speak something further on what Vishwanath Chakrabarti said?
Everything has been told, but
Are the gopis asking Krishna to increase their love by bewildering them more, not wake them up?
Madhureya Gira. Or Adhar Sidhuna, there are two words. What do you think about them? Satsarup Maharaj?
What do I think about which two words? Madhureya Gira?
Madhureya Gira. By which they have been bewildered, and now they want Adhara Sidhu. Both are same or anything other? Is there any difference between two?
Between the voice and the word? Difference between the voice and the word?
I'm telling, if there is any difference between Madhureya Gira and Adhara Sidhuna.
One is his words have bewildered them, sweet words, and they're asking for a different, for their
Adhar Sidhuna.
Yeah.
Adhar Sidhuna, they're also, the words are also like Amrita. What they want?
I don't think they want only words. They want something more.
What?
They want that Krishna should embrace them, perhaps
the nectar of your lips.
Yeah.
They're asking.
Means kissing.
I think that that is also nectar.
The words.
Sweet words. Perhaps he is again. They are again begging that thing.
More words.
More words.
More sweet words.
How are they expecting the words that have caused bewilderment?
Anything has been written in Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur here? Any? What is?
That sentence, where that difficult sentence may be there.
Thank you.
Yeah, it seems that they want both. Either one will be all right.
Morning.
Huh?
They want morning.
More nectar.
You have
more at Haramrita.
It seems that you have something that you are holding back.
क्या जाने क्या है
पांच
गोपी दास थिंकिंग सो विश्वनाथ चक्रवर्ती हैज टोल्ड दैट एनी वन कैन नो इफ गोपीज कैन हैव देयर इफ गोपिका हैज डन एनी कृपा मर्सी देन एनी वन कैन सो दे हैव टोल्ड लाइक सो If Rasik Vaishnava is there, he can go in deep also, anything more.
So therefore we are...
Bas, yahi tak rahe. We are seeing Vaishnava Toshini here. If there is anything here, we are searching. Telling that Anantar, Krishna Mukhe. Krishna, they have heard Madhura Yagira. What Madhura Yagira? What are these Madhura Yagira? By that they have drunk. They used to drink Sidhu, Amrit, Vachana Sudha, Madhureya Gira. Here, by hearing the words of Krishna, very sweet, melodious, with so many alankar,
literary.
Alankar and very sweet, having so many arth, so many meanings. He will give something. They became mohagrasta, bewildered. They became bewildered. And they again prayed Krishna to give that nectar again. They are telling to Krishna that our this moha, bewilderness, moha is a very rogue. Very that cannot be cured by any other means. We have so much been bewildered that we have been so much a rograsta
disease
that any doctor, anyone, by any medicine, we cannot be cured. Only you are that vaidya. And one medicine is there, that other siddhu. If you give, then we can be cured. They want that moha, wilderness is so sweet. So again they want to be mohagrasta. So they are telling, asking that it cannot be cured without that nectar. At first they had asked Krishna, prayed Krishna, to give your lotus feet on our breast as a pralep.
Ointment.
like ointment, because there was so much tap in that moh by taking the nectar of his words. It became more and more tap here, so they wanted to take the lotus feet of Krishna here for as a pradeep. Pradeep means ornament by from outside. Now the disease came so rapidly, so more and more by that pradeep. When they sight, they again are praying that pralep will not do, ointment will not do. You should give us any drinking medicine. So, understand?
Yeah.
Because they want to drink to their ears, this new medicine?
He has not written, we will see that what they want. They will not be satisfied by this, anything. The one said, perhaps anything more. Madhuraya is beginning that slok, Madhuraya Gira. We are like to die, Mohagrasta, by hearing your words. So you should give us your other nectar, lips, the nectar of your lips. Otherwise we will die. Why you will die? If Krishna ask him, them, then they are telling that when we remember your words, so sweet, so soft, and so arthabhyanjak. Arthabhyanjak means so many different meanings, and these meanings have three kinds of also meanings. Like, what is the tune in the word? The meaning depends on the tune of words. You are not a thief. This means that you are not a thief. You are not a thief. What is the meaning?
You are a thief.
You are not a thief. So every meaning depends on the tune which is behind in this word. So there can may be several tunes and several meanings. But what is really the original person has written, like Srimad Bhagavatam, Gita, or anything, what is his tone? How it can be known? If anyone has read his book through him, then he can know what is the mood tune, and then what is that artha. So when Krishna told anything to Uddhava to tell gopis that sandesh, the words have so many meanings. So Uddhava did not knew what is the object of Krishna by telling this sandesh, and what gopis understood by that thing, and Uddhava's somewhat he was knowing the meaning of these words, but it may be other things. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told 64 kinds of meanings of Atma Ramasya Muniyo Nirganthap Irukkama. He could invest only 6 kinds of meaning that Sarvam Bhattacharya, best pandit in whole world at that time. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him so many meanings. But all meanings are not in a one mood. Several modes and several type of tunes. So here he is telling that what you have uttered before, what he has uttered, here he is telling that. Swagatam vo mahabhaga. Karmani kim? You remember this word, this sloka? When they heard the very lotus, sweet tune of Bansi, they gave up all their duties and tasks, at once came how they were at that time. Suddenly they come. Krishna told them that, Swagatam O Mahabhaga, Priya Kim Karmani Te Kim. Here, what is the meaning? Bo Mahabhaga. Why Krishna told them Mahabhaga? We will have to consider from what happened and what is going to be happened. Krishna has told afterward that you should at once go to your husband. And this is the duty of a chaste woman, that he should serve in any way to their husbands. Whether their husbands are good or bad or anything, by their face, by their quality, whether they are poor or they rich or anything, whether they are lame or very beautiful or anything, they should serve. It is dharma. So why he is telling now here, Mahabhaga Karmani Kim, and after that he told like so. So what is the mole object of Krishna hidden behind here? Why he is telling Mahabhaga? Understand? Why is the Krishna told Mahabhaga? We can tell anything to our level. What can be that level? How Mahabhaga? Yashoda has been told Mahabhaga. Yashoda Devi. Nanda Baba is also told Mahabhaga. Mahabhaga.
Nanda kim aparur gandham siya eva mahodan Yashoda cha Mahabhaga tapu jasakta
nandam. So Yashoda is told Mahabhaga here. So what is he has done that he is called Mahabhaga? And what, why Krishna is telling them Mahabhaga? Because Krishna being a Brahma, Param Brahma, Supreme Godhead, Yashoda has given him his breast. And he has done nourishment to Krishna. Krishna could not do any nourishment for himself. He did so much. And being Brahma, he was drinking and drinking and drinking that milk his. And he knows that Krishna knows nothing. He is quite ignorant in all respects. if I can, I will not support and nourish, then he may die. He thinks like, and that is why he has been told Mahabharata. Here also, gopis are satisfying Krishna in so many ways and will satisfy further. Gopis are the best chudamani of bhaktas, or they are chudamani amongst all Brajavasi, and how they can serve in so way that anyone cannot serve Krishna in that way. So Krishna is realizing this and telling that, O Mahabhava. And after that he took pariksha, test means pariksha, examination, whether they can pass or not pass. But they were the level of so high level that examining Krishna, Krishna is not reaching to that level what the student has written.
He cannot test them.
He became astonished, ascharya chakit ho gaya.
Surprise.
He was going to take examination, but he was bewildered. He could not. So he is telling that they have come learning everything. Anyone cannot do. So he is telling Mahabhaga. So here he is telling. O Mahabhaga, Swagatam, have you come? Su means, you are not welcome. Everything is right in your home. Everyone is no help. Any accident? Have Bakasura has come? Or Aghasura you have seen? Or any demon has come? And you are coming just now, waiting here, and so in such a condition that everything is upset. Swagatam, he is questioning these gopis. Suagatam or not Suagatam? Swagatam. O Mahabhaga, anything have been happened in your house that you are coming? Is your father, mother or husband, anything has been attacked by them? Or anything, a storm has come? Or any vanya has come?
Flood.
Flood or anything? Fire has come? So he is saying, here is one thing, Krishna has desired to do vilas with gopis. Gopis has also desired to have vilas with Krishna. Krishna wants their happiness and they want their happiness, because they are first class of ki utake bole re samanjasa am samartha, they are samartha rupi. But here also, like worldly terms, worldly brain, Krishna is wanting that they should tell first that we want this, and they are wanting that Krishna has called us, he should tell first what he wants. they both wants to enjoy that thing that Krishna should tell first, and gopis wants that Krishna wants that it should come out from the heart and mouth of gopis. So both are watching and awaiting. So su agatam for this.
Both sides are wanting that they should receive the right idea first.
Hear this. And that is so lovely for each other to express. But prem is so deep that at first we have read that if it is told that I love you, I cannot live without you, if it is expressed, then everything goes out. It lives in the heart of Nayak and Nayika both as a pradeep, lamp. If that lamp is within home, in heart home, in Nayak or Nayika, it gives so good light without trembling and straight. But if it is kept on the door, then air comes and it is likely to be
extinguished.
Is this true of a devotee's feelings for in a devotee, even on sadhaka stage, if he expresses his feelings
It has burned in Bhakti Rasamrita Samhita. It is like Karpur.
Camphor.
Camphor. If you tell that I am chanting so much, I love Krishna, I have bhakti, then at once it will go away.
What about if a sadhaka speaks with another sadhaka, explaining the realizations he has to the other sadhaka? Is it all right, or does it mean that the realization will become less?
The lesson is this, realization is this, that he will tell that, oh, I have no prema-gandha. O kya hai prema-gandha usina api me haro. Certainly he will tell. This is experience. When I see whether there is bhakti in me or not, then I see actually that no smell of gandha of bhakti is even sadhana bhakti also. When I chant in Harinam, not I see that not a single name becomes a real name, pure name, because it has been given in Chaitanya Charitamrita that if anyone had no tears in his eyes, no hair melted, and if he is taking name, then it means that he is taking name with offense. That's so much effort. Krishnam aparad, Krishnam kare aparadhir vichar. Aparadhir, Krishnam bolile aparadhir na hai vikar. Koti janme jadi kare samana kirtan, tapota na paaye Krishna pade premadhan. When we remember this verse, and when we do vichar, vichar means when we consideration, whether shuddha naam, pure naam I am doing or not. Pure naam means naam and nami both are one. No? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that, Guru told me that you are agya. You are not qualified, you should not read Vedanta. But only chant this mantra. And gave Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Ayuva Kevalam. Kalau Nasteva Nasteva Gati Ranyatha. Then he gave me a mantra. Gopala mantra. And you should take it that it is equivalent to Krishna. Krishna is this mantra. You have no sandeha.
No doubt.
No doubt at all. Then, as my Gurudev told, I began to do. In no time, I saw that a very little, very beautiful a Gopal Balak came in my sight. And I ran after him to get hold. But he went on hiding himself. Then I ran, and then I was to court, but he vanished at once. I fell down. So I weep bitterly, and if he gives darshan, then I began to laugh. So many stages comes. This is the real name. But I am saying that above 50 years I passed by doing name, chanting name. I am telling that I am doing Guru Seva, but I see that no Guru Seva. Everything I am doing for myself, praise, for praise or anything. I am telling that I am doing Guru Seva. But if I have done Guru Seva, then I have surely a pure name. And if pure name was there, I see that I am not a pure Vaishnava. But I like that also tell me pure and
offer respectful obeisances.
Vaishnava, I want. I don't want that any should tell me that my bad quality. If I have all quality, bad quality. But if anyone describes, then I become so furious. So by seeing all these things, I think that I am not a person. And that is why Śrīla Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Narottam Thakur, being pure devotees, what to pure devotees, they were siddha. But yes, they are telling. Kaam ko dhirdaas huya tarla sikhari. He has written a very good song. Kya chhe, keno aachha hai pran, ki sukh la gya, narottam das keno. Gura pahun na bhajiya. Very pathetic thing. But reading yet these kirtan songs, no line comes here. No repentance, nothing.
What to do?
This is. But I see you are serving your Guru. Chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
You are like giants of rain.
I see that the women in Mathura and Vrindavan, when they hear Harikatha, they begin to be so bitter. Then I think that, oh, how beautiful and how advanced they are. And certainly they are advanced. And they come to us that I am ready to give my anything to you. You should give me Krishna bhakti. And they have so much belief on us. We can cheat them and we cheat them. Oh, I am giving you Harinam and Diksha. But have you these things to give them? Then I see that I am zero cipher to give them. Sitting and blocking. What to do? If Narottam Thakur has told, he has sang a kirtan. Hey, Gopinath, amito kamera das. He has told mithya or right. What is it? Understand? He has told mithya?
Is it a fact or false?
I think that they have told true. When bhakti comes and comes slowly, then all these things come. He really fills and sees his heart. That no bhakti. They do comparison with Mahabhava, Srimati Radhika and Gopi's prem. And their prem is where? No prem, nothing. They are in sadhana bhakti. They are really them things. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has written an explanation of any book, of commentary book of Nyaya. No? And also that Raghunath Bhatt, he has also, Raghunandan, he has written. He was in an idea that I have done it most beautiful. In whole world, this explanation is best. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has also written. And they were going in a boat. He told that I have written. He told that I have written. In curiosity he told that you should show me. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him. He has nothing here to escape. You know, छिपाने की कोई बात नहीं थी. To conceal anything. His heart was pure. But he has something. So, when he saw and he began to weep. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at once knew this and fell in the Ganges. So, for Mahaprabhu it is nothing. But when we do comparison with us that thing, then we will know that by comparison he knew that this is best and myself is so lowered. So we are doing chanting and doing everything Krishna bhajan, but when we comparison with Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, in comparison we will see we are not even a particle of bhakti. Compare your bhakti with your Gurudev in any way. Can you imagine? In any way? But if you are not comparison, then I am doing so and so and when comparison comes, then we see that, where I am. When we do comparison with other who has gone up, then we will be so. And if no comparison, I am doing so, do so. I am so bhakta, I am doing prasad. More than Gurudev I am doing. I have heard that any disciple is telling that whatever Gurudev has done, we have done more than me. He has gone in 50 countries, I have gone 62 countries. So when we do comparison with the devotees who are in good and best level, then we can realize. Then we will be in a position to tell the fact that if this can do only Madhyama Adhikari. Madhyama Adhikari can
do. What?
This he can think like so. That I am nevertheless with in comparison. Third class the Kanishtha Adhikari cannot do, imagine. And Uttama Adhikari, he will see that all in this world, everyone greater than me. They are all my gurus. Uttama Adhikari. If he makes any disciple initiation he gets, then he comes in middle Madhyama Adhikari. So we were discussing about
that if it comes out of the mouth, the love.
If it comes out of mouth, I love you, I cannot live without you, then it goes distinct, bujh jata. And it's the third class thing. But yet, Nayak wants to hear it very lovely and like madhu and amrita, nectar. Sisu tells first. And Nayika wants to drink this nectar, that he should tell. Both are very deep. But here gopis are telling for something. They saw that Krishna is, about this, Swagatangamo Vo Mahabhaga. Priya Kim Karvani. What Priya should I can do to you? Priya means what your pleasing thing I can do to you. Karmani king, he had told that I should do, but at the same moment she became opposite. You should go. And in the verses he told, in slokes, ghora sattva niveshita, rajanya esa ghora rupa, ghora sattva niveshita. In first to second days. Okay. Here, they are very learned person, gopi. They saw that this, what Krishna has told, has two meanings. That you must not go, and you must go. It depends on the mood of bhakta, who is telling upon this mood. So what Krishna is telling, they could not decide on this mood. So what Krishna is telling, they could not decide. But Krishna, because at that time Krishna was so grave. Grave means gambhir. So, but yet something gandha, smell is coming, that he wants that they should not go. These things. Or Krishna is begging something in these words, and they are feeling that Krishna is telling uncool to us, favorable to us. But they want that Krishna should more tell and frankly tell. So they are waiting. So this atava, or he is giving one example also. Krishna is telling to Srimati Radhika that kathora bhava bhava mridhuva pranas tamasi radhike asti nanyang chakorasya chandra lekhang vinagati. This is slope from perhaps Bilva Mangal, Krishna Karanamrita. This is a slope from Krishna is telling, O Radhike, you may be kathora. Kathora means very hard. Or you may be so mridvi, madhuri, madhur, madhur mukhi. That is, whether you be Bama or Dakshina. Understanding? Bama means not hearing me, myself. But I'm telling you are doing opposite. And you have become Manavati. And I'm giving my heads to your face, yet you are not hearing, listening me. And you are going to you are not listening to us. Tum kis ka in color ka hai na that work is so you may be Bama to me, but I am praying you and you are doing opposite. I want that you should stay here and you are ready to go. Or what I say and you are doing like so, dakshinya.
Submissive.
Anything you may be, pranas toi mai rajike. O rajike, you are my life and soul. Whether you are Bama or dakshina. Whether you are kathora or mridhi. Mridhi means komalam. Very sweet.
Soft.
As asti na anya chakor asya chandra dekhang dinagati. There is a bird chakor who only drinks the rays of moon. Without taking the rays of moon, she will die. So the life and soul of that bird is Chandra. There is a word, there is a slok that Nipatasi, Nipatati, Satakoti Nirbharangva, Virachai Mai Dandam, Dinabandho Dayangva. Ki? Dinabandho Dayangva. The meaning is this. Virachai mai dandam, dina bandho dayangva. I am so kutil, so khal. Kutil, you know?
Crooked.
Or khal. Khal means so durachari and all these things. I know that I am all. Durachari, khal, nevertheless I am. But I know that without you, I have no gati. Not goal.
No other goal.
Without you. Nipatati satakoti nirbharangva.
Namambe.
That if always chakur is watching towards clouds, the sky, whether Vajra can come from upper side. Vajra means thunderbolt may come. And smash that bird. Or very sweet drops of Rohini Nachatra may come. And she could drink and satisfy her pinch. Whether, So, Krishna is telling to Srimati Radhika, that you are my life and soul. Whether you are Bama or Dakshina, always you are my Pranadhika. So these lovely words are to gopis. So they are thinking that how gently and how softly, how mrdu Krishna has told us this. And they are remembering. Gopis are searching Krishna when Krishna became of outside.
When he vanished from there.
And then. Kiya kare? Gati bilas?
Lalita gati bilas abal guhas.
I have no memory to remember all these slokas. Gati smita prekshana bhasana adishu priya priyasya prati rudha murtaya asau hanti abalasadatmika navedesu krishna bihara pitrama. Gatyanuragasmita vibhramaikshitai monoramalap vihara vibhramai. These are the symptoms of gopis. And sadhus, sadhak should do anusaran. Anusaran?
Remember.
Eh?
Anusmaran? Remember?
Follow.
Anusaran.
Follow them. They should, mane, anusaran. Anusaran and follow, there are some things.
Surrender.
Anusarana means?
Follow.
There are two words, anukaran and anusarana. We should do anusarana, not anukaran. Here, how Krishna is? Don't, we should imitate. According to our ability and qualification, you should follow. But never we should
imitate
anything. That how our Gurudev was has pagadi
turban.
How he has a stick, how he used to move, how he has a motor and different places here also. In Vrindavan also, Mayapur also, in Western also, and in Mantai, how their golden frame of this, all to do anukaran. We should not do any anukaran to our Gurudev. So we should try to follow according to our qualification. So here, Gati, how lovely Krishna walks. They have seen Tribhanga Lalit of Krishna. And when Krishna stands under the shade of any Kadamba tree, having the help of Kadamba in his backside, and standing and smiling and playing on so sweet melody of Bansi, and calling them with her eyes, and telling everything by her eyes. We saw Krishna, they are telling, and we have gone mohagrasta, bewildered. What to do, not to do. So they have saw with their own eyes how Krishna walks beautifully and how he is lovely. And gati, smita, we can tell Krishna was smiling. But if anyone see Krishna smiling, and especially smiling, seeing towards anyone, and if she is gopi, then gopi can realize what is nectar in this hidden behind. Certainly Krishna is wanting everything of us, and they have become ready to give anything Krishna wants. So they are telling that kinkari, but no sulk, asul kadashika. Gati smita vibhramekshatai manorama lap. Manoram alap. Sambhad with gopis. He is telling that go away from this place to your, and you should serve your husband. Gopis are telling that we are thinking that you are my so very good guru in whole world we don't see a guru like you, that you are teaching us so many good things, that to serve husband, and so deeply you are telling that if he is langda lulha, lame, he should be black, he is blind, even he has no quality, he is poor, but chest wife should serve their wife. Oh, so beautiful, marvelous these teachings are. So we should, we have determined in our heart that we are making you guru. And we should worship first you. Then Krishna thinks that they have defeated me, then I should tell another thing to them. So this manoralap is going between them. So at that time they could not think about this, how melodious it is. But when Krishna gone out of sight, they are thinking and thinking and remembering all these sins. Comes as if anything comes in the inner eyes of artist, and they get bhav murti of that what they feel. So now Krishna is oversight, so they are all remembering these manoralap and everything. And at last they became like Krishna. Oh, see, I am Krishna. How I am walking, Lalit. How I am loving you. I am Krishna. How I am smiling. How I am playing on foot, see. How I am killing Putana. And all this they became. And after that, they become friends, senseless. So Madhurayagira, Balgubakya. What? Anything? These are Balgubakya. So Madhur, Manohar Vakya. And at last, telling all these things, they become so bewildered. Bewildered is good word.
Yes.
Bewildered. That they could not tell anything. Again, they became somewhat in
knowledge.
Again, became. Regain, restored their gain. Then, oh, how beautiful it was when we are bewildered. By his gira means by earth words. From where these words have come? All water has come from ocean, through mega.
Clouds.
But these waters are from ocean. So the ocean is the niketan of all waters.
Shelter
of all waters. Yeah? So water has come from here. So certainly there is some full nectar is there. So these are coming from the mouth of Krishna. And that is why any word comes through the mouth of Krishna, it becomes with nectar. And so lovely, and so akarsak and tasty. So if the words have so much nectar, then we directly will drink the nectar of his lips, then what to do? We feel so much bewildered. And we want to be friends. As drunkards one, why drunkards take?
They want more.
More and more. Why? When they fell on the drains, they will see that we are emperor of, and we are sinking in Ganga Nadi. And so much pleasure we are taking. Dogs comes and worships his mouth. But yet they know that. So they want that again said they should be bewildered like before. So they are praying this. These words of Krishna are so mixing with nectar that every prani, everyone of this world, where there may be serpent and deers or anyone, any pasu, pakhi,
any kind of living entity,
birds, it may be birds, all suk and sari are doing like so. They want to hear and they become mokra. When Krishna plays on flutes or tells anything, these kakku birds don't sing. They stop to sing. And all suk and sari, all are controlled. They become muni and set up their eyes and yeah, all cows and all everything. So sweet voice of Krishna is pleased to hear the sweet words of bhakts, especially the words of Srimati Radhika. She so sweet sings, or what he tells is more than singing. So if she tells anything, then Krishna float stops to sing anything. Krishna cannot, he becomes bewildered. So how sweet is Radhika and Bhakti. So Krishna want to hear all the nectar, and here gopis are wanting to drink the nectar of his lips, because every words are coming from his lips. So how beautiful will be the nectar of his lips. We see that in Radhika's stava or in Krishna's stava, by in Gopi Govinda, by Jayadeva, that was कि इतना समझ दे रहे धीर समीरे जमुना तीरे बसती बने बनमाली बसती ब बने ब बनमाली ब दिस इज अनुप्रास अलंकार इन इंग्लिश आल्सो
अलिटरेशन
नो अच्छा in Gita Govinda, several things are like so. In Srimad Bhagavata also, Jayati te dhikam janmana braja srayati indira svasvadatrahi daita drishyatang daita drishyatang dichustavaka, all from the paidhvitasava Pang vichinvate. So good things. And we see in Radhika where Rupa Goswami has done. So marvelous. Last slok of Makheshwari Kriyeshwari Sudheshwari Sureshwari Triveda Bharatiswari Pramana Sasaneshwari Rameshwari Kshameshwari Pramoda Kananeshwari Brajeshwari, Brajadhipe, Siradhike, Namastute. So beautiful. All alankar, anupras, everything is there. If Radhika will see, with heart anyone sing this, Radhika at once be pleased and bestow her mercy to that person. These are called anupras, alankar in Sahitya. So here, they are telling that how Krishna tells everything is automatic in him. Shankaracharya also has done in Ganga Jhatpatika slok.
Devi Sureshwari Bhagavati Gange Tiruvanatari Nitaralatarange Sankarahomi Nivasmi Vimale
Mutiyamara Sankara. Good thing. Go, everything like that. So, Rupa Goswami is more than. And Srimad Bhagavata had to tell of Sukadeva Goswami. Krishna has come out from his own mouth, everything. Krishna is giving inspiration and everything has come out. So Srimad Bhagavata is so sweet. So gopis are telling, if any Buddha Manugaya, Buddha Manugaya, Buddha Mane, Pandit Vidvan, Vidvan means learned person. Here no learned person. They know Sanskrit and they can know how to utter and all this. They are so Pandit, Nirupta, Chanda, Vyakarana, everything they know. But they cannot know all these facts. So if there is a Rasik and Bhav, these are here Buddha, who are Rasik and they can understand the inner feelings of Krishna and gopis. They are Buddha. Gopis are Buddha. Only gopis are most mane Buddha in whole and Chetan, Jad, every Jagat, gopis. There are none equivalent to them. So then and also any word, avidha earth is avidha, you know, avidha means direct. Benjana, something hidden. And
lakshana,
by tatastavastha. Lakshana means that Benares is on Ganga. This has been told as lakshana, benjana. That not on water, but by side the river Ganges. They were bathing in Ganges, not here side, but in Ganges. So Krishna has told all the slokas and all the things which has so many meanings and very lovely meanings. And sweet word, sweet meaning, sweet to hear, everything is so sweet. Here bir and that may be strong by body, they are called bir, but here nothing. Who knows everything of a rasa is actually bir. So you know everything of us, so you are bir. And you can satisfy and you can give anything what we want for rush. So you are here be. You have capacity, you have power to fulfill our desire. So you are be. Here Vidhikari, I have told the Vidhikari meaning. Vidhikari means
obedient
met servant. We have become obedient dasi by words, very sweet and melodious words. Now again we want to hear, and not only hear, we want the madhu, or that is what?
Nectar
of your lips also, from where it comes. Today, you are thinking anything?
I'm remembering your instruction to either feel that we are sitting hearing Sukadeva Goswami or think that the gopis are there and we are hearing.
Or we're with Narayan Maharaj.
Huh? As we have told, more than 1 hour?
Today, yes.
What is the time?
It is about 5:45.
5:45?
But we came in about 5.
But we have not lost any moment. We are explaining anyhow anything.
I think the time has stood still.
Then, what our future program?
There was some video you wanted to see.
Are you going to have to ask me?
No.
No, sir. Okay.
Because some are very willing to
talking. We had some talk.
Prabhupada requested you to help us after he left, and how you have taken his request and tried to fulfill it.
Namasyastam namati satitushtamatrasparitam Rūpam tasya gajavari parimma turiṁ gustuvātim Rādhā kundam girivaramaho rādhikā madhavāsam Rākto jasya patitukutaya sī gurum tam matosham Jasya prasādāt bhagavat prasādo Jasya prasādāt namati putopi Jāyantumam tasya jasās prasanyam
Yes, asked. I have been asked by how I help Iskon devotees and how I obey the instructions that were given by my Shiksha Guru Sila Bhakti Vedanta Swami. I think that Pujyabhāt Śrī Satsarup Mahārāj has told something, and I think that he has spoken truth. When he ordered me that you should serve in my samadhi. Why he ordered me, I don't know. But I think that he knew what is samadhi and what in samadhi time should be done. Samadhi means samadhi, that is Sanskrit word. Samadhi means in what position, in what mood his Aradhadev is. He wants to go in the same level, that is called samadhi. Is Aradhya Devas Srimati Radhika. He has told Krishna Balram Jagannath Devan also something. But what I have taken from his all writings, books, persons,
am determined in that, that is Aradhya Deva Srimati Radhika. And Krishna was beloved of Srimati Radhika. So he wanted to go in Samadhi, in Samadhi of Srimati Radhika. How Srimati Radhika wants to serve Krishna in so many various ways. He wanted at the last time that he should go on that mode and that place. How he can do? He wanted my service at that time. As Rup Manjari serves Srimati Radhika, when Radhika wants to meet Krishna, how? If the night is dark, he gets black cloth and several services. He ties his nipple belt so that they may not do sound. Because Rukmanjari can give Uddipana
stimulate
Srimati Radhika Bhav. How? At that time, Rukmanjari is giving him that Shamintakmani.
Shamintaka jewel.
Shamintaka jewel. And telling that this is the friend of
Kaustubha.
He remembers Krishna and gives so much Uddipana that Srimati Radhika bestows his whole mercy to Rukmanjari. If anyone can help his Gurudev in this mode, that she should serve his Aradhya Devi, Dev, Krishna, then this is the best service of Gurudev. I don't know why he did so mercy upon me that this last service he wanted some help that I may give him some Uddipana to go in his Samadhi. So I think that I have done this by decorating himself, him by Tilak. Tilak means sindoor. And kumkum, writing here his name, and that mantra, how he can serve his Aradhya Devi, Devi.
What mantra was that? Did you
write? I will tell you in another. It is not told.
Yeah.
When he was in this world, he told me to do Sankirtan. I did Kirtan, Sri Rupa Manjari Pad. Say more Sampad, say more Bhajana. Say more Abharana. This is the very best Sankirtan for Rupa Manjari. Rupa Manjari came, led us to the service of Srimati. So, I saw that moment of his face, sometimes colored with one thought, sometimes colored with another thought. At that time, when I told Sesai to do Kirtan, I used to do this Kirtan personally to him and also for my Gurudev. At the same, so many similarity within our Guru Maharaj. Also, I did same all the things what Swamiji ordered me for himself. I did all these things for my Gurudev also at the time of his Samadhi. And I feel myself so fortunate, for this service that he gave to me. I remember all these things. Especially, I remember when he used to read the persons of Swamiji and the talks between myself. He also said that you should advise and help our disciples and all TBC devotees. I could not at that time thought that I can help them, because I knew that all the disciples of Swamiji are more far higher in rank to me. They have so much Guru Nishtha. They are far advanced. They know Tattva Siddhant, everything than me. How can I help? But he did some inspirations in my heart that they used to know that only they could guess that he is only of Satkaras. When I heard, I got so much pain in my heart that they are not feeling these things accurately. So I should make them in faith, in full, that full conception that he was in Madhuras. I think that there are the two ways to see our Gurudev. How high is Himalaya? This is one thing. And how gambhir, deep is Himalaya? We can see something that is highest. But we cannot see what is hidden behind in so deep in the ground. So we saw that Swami He has collected so many disciples over the whole world in no minute. And he has done miracles. This is high, to see high. We saw, all can see these things. He loved everyone, that everyone knew at that time that he loves me so much. These are the highest topics we have seen in our Gurudev also. And him also. But how he is deep, we cannot. He used to sing the Guru Gurvasta, Samsaha, so presently, so deeply, tears in his eyes, in Samadhi. Who are here, who are not there, who are seeing, who are taking part in that, he never saw. Only with Kapal, and he did it. I see, when I deeply think, that from first to fourth slope is highest things. We can realize and we can see, everyone can see. But the two last Nikunja Juno Rakite Nishidhe. And before that, Sri Radhika Ma Bhavayura Apara Madhurya Lila Nam Patikkhana Swadana Lolupasya. We cannot. Only who is equal to his Gurudev in mood, they can understand that how Guru is so deep. A adhikari of Kanishta adhikari and Madhyam adhikari, they cannot guess that how deep his feelings are. So how deep feelings were Krishna prem, Radha prem to him, to in his heart, they cannot guess. But anyone can guess when he will go just uttam adhikari. Without that uttam adhikari, anyone cannot bless this. But a madhyam adhikari and kanishka adhikari can see something which is high, that is aishwarya bhava, that he collected person, he did vichar in whole world in no time. But it is valuable more better to see deep devotion. He has not collected you to see and to this purpose. He has done so, but he has collected and he has brought us only to give that deep thoughts. But it will take time. It may take time for births and births, then we can realize something. When I see towards him and his orders, then I become moved. That he is doing that. Nikunja juno rati keli siddhe jajali virjutti arapekshaniya tatra atidakshar tati vallabhasya vande guroshni siddhe. This was the main purpose that he has come, and he has come to obey his master Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, and Radha and Krishna. Our Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada has also told that I have come to give some valuable things, that Radha and Radha, but I could not give. My whole life went in
cutting jungles,
grooming and cutting jungles. Prasad is like so, but it is also so essential. By not doing so, that many things cannot be given in any way. So Prabhupada used to say that up to time that Maya is there, no bhakti preaching is there. So we'll have to cut up all the jungles and Advaitavad, Mayavad and all these things. So most of their time went in this thing. And it was essential to me. So now I think that I have some very little role in this, to obey his orders. That towards something Radhanga. If I can give in the hearts of devotees, then I will see and I will think that I have done, fulfilled his orders that he has given to me. This is the best service, I think, that if I can render to his lotus feet, that you can see that he is also of Gopi Bhava. Your mood should be changed, that he was one. I think that it has been done to some, not some extent, but good extent it has been done. So many things that we should deeply think of his Nikunja Juno Rati Keli Shikhi. Apra he sat to sign this kirtan. Kunja Bihari. Jai Radha Madhava, Jai Kunja Vihari. Why he used to sing this kirtan? Kunja Vihari. He has so much grief in Kunja Vihari. His Sakha has not listened to his thoughts. Kunja Vihari. Jai Gopi Jana Vallabh. Gopi Jana Vallabh in our Gopal Mantra also. Here he also. Everywhere in this third Vallabh. But he thought that in world there are so many few numbers counted and fingers that are qualified for these things. So he preached Jagannath Dev, he preached Sitaram also, he established the Siddhidras up here, Krishna Balaram. So we see in Srimad Bhagavatam, Gopis has told about Krishna Balaram, but their Ram is not this Ram. But the Ram is a Ramani or a Krishna. So I think that he has done so. But you will feel it after so many not you will understand these things. Only the qualified devotees come, and who has got the actual mercy of his Guru, they can understand all this. So,